I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Okay, well, here we go. Hey, it's me, Brad, and just Brad. No Dylan today. I'm so sorry. Please don't turn off the podcast. I know he's the main reason y'all listen. Dylan could not make it in today, so I'm flying solo here on Prep Rally. Thanks for joining anyway and hopefully sticking with me here the next few minutes as we talk about high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. We're brought to you by Pizza Doctor. Check him out in Tupelo at Midtown Point. Even though Dylan wasn't here, we still got pizza. Let's be reasonable. We're not. I hate it for him. We got the chicken Alfredo, and of course, as always, the five cheese. So I highly recommend you check them out again at Midtown Point, aka the Old Mall in Tupelo. Just a reminder: you can find this podcast in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Let's jump right into the basketball rewind, look back at a couple of things from the past few days. Tuesday night, I went out to Baldwin for a big division game between Baldwin and Pine Grove boys, and it was a pretty good game there. Division 1-2A, the opener for both of these schools. Baldwin ended up with the win in overtime, 51-42. Very defensive game, as you can tell by the score. It was 40-40 at the end of regulation. The teams, in fact, until overtime, between about the midway through the first quarter through the end of regulation, I don't think either team had more than like a four-point lead at any given time. So, yeah, tight game, defensive game the whole way. Baldwin, that's kind of their style. And, of course, they were facing a team with a couple of pretty good offensive players in Carson Rowland and Jack Hudson. And Rowland had 15 points, which is a little bit below his average. Didn't have a bad night, per se, but he just really never got on a roll like he's capable of. And I thought Rodney Stewart did a great job defending him much of the night. You know, Rodney, I mean, he's about the same height as Carson, but he's a good bit wider. You might recall he played a defensive line for the Baldwin football team this past season and put up some eye-popping numbers. But so obviously a guy getting the kind of numbers he does in football as a lineman, that tells you, yes, he's big, but he's also athletic and quick, and he showed that on the basketball court last night. So he had a great game defensively there for Baldwin. I mean, offensively, Baldwin has some guys who can score, guys like Joel Barber and Andy Trollinger when his outside shot is working, which it really was not last night, but Andy did a good job elsewhere, got like 7 rebounds, and he had 2 big assists in overtime to help Baldwin kind of pull away. That first assist gave them the lead for good at 44-42, and he had another one moments later, and then he helped kind of put it away at the free throw line. Not that Baldwin shot the free throws that well. In fact, I think he hit 3 of 6 there late in OT. As a team, Baldwin was just 11 of 25, but that's not good. But hey, they got to the line almost twice as much as Pine Grove did, so it kind of evened out, I guess, in that respect. But anyway, yeah, nice win there for Baldwin. Preston Ward, the big guy, had a really nice game, and that was a big advantage for Baldwin. Pine Grove doesn't have a ton of size. Preston's like 6'4", 220. He had 17 points in that game and finished with, I believe, 8 rebounds. And no, 7 rebounds, excuse me. So, yeah, he was kind of a problem there for Pine Grove. But Pine Grove's a good team. They'll be fine. That's just a really good, as Coach Jason McKay said after the game, just a real good Hill Country basketball game. So Jason McKay's Bearcats start off Division 1-2A with a big OT win over Pine Grove. And back on the weekend, Dylan went up to Boonville for the Prentice County Tournament, and Boonville's girls pulled out a win over Newsite by 2 points. Kylie Johnson had a big shot, knocked down a jumper with about 8 seconds left. And, you know, she's one of those players that she can put up a lot of points. She did not this night. I think she ended up with just 6 points, but she had a big 2 points right there with 8 seconds left to give Boonville the 47-45 win over Newsite. And Newsite, I don't know if they're hungover from that game, but they lost Tuesday to Mantachie, which was surprising, especially considering they beat Mantachie in November by 60 points. I think it was 78-18 just a couple of months ago when they faced off. But this time, Mantachie won, and they won by, I think the final score was 58-43. So obviously Mantachie has made a lot of improvement. This is not the same Neusite team that won the two-way state title last year. Still a very good team, though, 17-7 after the loss. And that was not a division game for them, so, you know, they can kind of move on from that. But the upset of the night right there was Mantachie over Neusite. But going back to Baldwin's girls, they just continue to play extremely well. I mean, they've really got a good team this year. Kylie Johnson mentioned her, and they've got the coach's daughter, Ava Kate Smith, and some other players that you know, they don't have to lean on one person every game out. So Boonville came back and won Tuesday, by the way, over Alcorn Central. So now 15-1 on the year. So look out for the Lady Blue Devils there in 3A. Let's look ahead to what's happening the rest of the week on the basketball court. Got the Union County Tournament coming up on the Thursday. It's going to be held at Myrtle. Ingomar's girls are the number one seed, and on the boys' side, New Albany is the number one seed. And I would say that those two are the favorites to win it. Ingomar's girls have been playing extremely well this year. West Union is the defending champ, but they're a little bit down from last year at least. And then as far as the boys, Ingomar is the defending champ, but you know they lost a lot from last season. New Albany is playing well. They've beaten Ingomar once already this season. I think by 9 or 10 points. So, you know, if they end up facing each other, which I would guess they will at some point, then that could be a really, really good game. And that's always one of the best tournaments around here every year. You know, they play all the county tournaments. They played them all last week except for this one. That's how they do it every year. It's just kind of a standalone county tournament. And, you know, it should be. Again, it's one of the best around here. And that's saying something because we have some great county tournament, so I'm really curious to see how that one pans out. Then Friday night, we've got Biggersville at Wheeler in a big 1-1A boys game. Biggersville is 5-0 in division play. Wheeler is 3-1. And, you know, there's no secret about Biggersville. We know what they've got this year and how good they are. And Wheeler, very good as well with Caden Howell, the young son of the head coach Mitch Howell that can shoot the lights out. And I got some other good players around them, like Nyshawn Hutchinson. So I think that'll be a really good game. That's the game I plan to be at on Friday night. Again, it's a big 1-1A boys game. Could be a decent girls game, too. The Biggersville's girls probably, I would say, would have an advantage over Wheeler. But Wheeler's girls are not bad at all. They're a tough team. Got some good players. So I'm looking forward to both of those games on Friday night. Hey, we got some news about a couple of former area basketball coaches who received a big honor recently. This is the first year for the John Wooden Legacy Award. It was started, actually, I think, by his grandson and the National High School Basketball Coaches Association. They honor a boys basketball coach and a girls basketball coach from each state, so two per state, and this is the first year they've done it. And Malcolm Kirkendall and Sam Ritchie from Mississippi were the inaugural honorees for that award. That's a again, legacy. It's the John Wooden Legacy Award. It's kind of like, I guess, a lifetime achievement award. And, you know, Sam Ritchie won over 900 games, won 5 state championships at Wheeler, won another one at Jumpertown. And, of course, he died last summer, but has had a tremendous career spanning 4 decades. Malcolm Kirkendall, over 25 years, won 8 state championships, 7 on the girls' side, 1 on the boys' side, won over 1,000 games. He actually went to the state finals 12 times. In 25 years. That's like you're going to the finals every other year. That's just that's really good. Of course, he coached at Nettleton, Pine Grove, and Belmont. So congrats to both of those fine gentlemen. Sam Ritchie awarded posthumously, and Malcolm Kirkendall. He's still up there in Tishomingo County. He told me he's now a tour guide at Shiloh National Military Park. You know, he wants to stay busy. He's been retired from education since 2012. He was a superintendent of Tishomingo County Schools for a while. And so he's been retired about 10 years, but he still finds stuff to do to keep himself busy. And so, yeah, if you ever go up to Shiloh to take a tour, you might run into the legendary Malcolm Kirkendall up there. Pretty cool. Let's do this week's shout-out. It goes to John Ginn. It goes to John Ginn and Nathan Clayton, a pair of coaches. John Ginn, the East Webster basketball coach, recently earned his 400th boys win. Of course, this guy has been doing it a long time at Ashland and then at Pontotoc, and he's been at East Webster a while now. So a big milestone there for John, and a great dude, too. And then Nathan Clayton, the soccer coach at Amory, earned his 400th career win. He's also coached at New Albany in the past, but he's at Amory now, so he's got 400 career wins on the soccer pitch. So congrats to both of those gentlemen. Let's close it out with Athletes of the Week. Female Athlete of the Week, Maddie Kate Von Cannon of Walnut. I believe she's won this award before. She had 24 points, 14 rebounds, and a 48-34 loss to Blue Mountain on Friday. Then on Tuesday, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, and a 56-44 win over Hickory Flat. Yeah, Maddie Kate is averaging like 30 points a game. She's that probably leads the area in scoring. There's one or two others right up there with her, but she's having a heck of a season. A Male Athlete of the Week, Makai Miles of Starkville. He's a tall drink of water. He's a good player. He had 28 points in a 193 loss to Tupelo on Friday. That was a huge game. Number one Starkville against number two Tupelo. Well, Tupelo won that game, so now it's number one. If you didn't catch our story on that, it's at djournal.com. And then Makai came back on Tuesday, had 29 points in a 90-80 win over Grenada. This is a kid to keep an eye on. Very, very good player. And that's it. That's all the time we have. You know, I thought about doing the whole Jim Rome thing, you know, just like have some awkward silence for like 10 or 15 seconds between segments. And, you know, like he does. I mean, awkward silence is one of my strengths. I mean, if you've ever been around me in a social situation, you'll know that nobody does awkward silences like I do. But no. Okay, well, hopefully Dylan will be back next week. Thank y'all so much for joining me on this episode of Prep Rally, brought to you by Pizza Doctor. Check them out in Tupelo at Midtown Point. Be sure to check us out every Wednesday in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there at Brad Locke, and Dylan is on there at Dylan Barnes DJ. I see somebody eating my pizza. Oh, it's our photographer, Adam. That's okay. He can have some. Dylan's not here. Can have his share. All right. See y'all next time.